All right, so get ready, because today we are going deep into the world of orangeries.
Ooh, exciting.
It is, especially for you, because, you requested this topic.
Yes, I did. I
Now,
did.
forget about those kind of flimsy greenhouses.
Right.
We're talking about elegant living spaces that blend the outdoors and the comforts of your home seamlessly.
I like it.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And get this, these structures can potentially double the value of your house.
Wow.
That's right. We'll be uncovering everything from their super interesting origins
Okay.
to the practicalities of, design and even planning permissions,
Right.
all the way to making sure your orangery is like a sustainable haven
I
that
mean,
you can enjoy year round.
that's the goal, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
It's fascinating how orangeries have evolved over time.
yeah.
We'll trace their journey from 17th century Europe, where they served as, opulent havens for precious citrus trees.
Oh, so they weren't living spaces back then.
No, not initially.
Yeah.
But they've had this modern day resurgence as like a sought after home improvement.
So it makes you wonder why they're making such a comeback.
Yeah, that's a good question.
What's driving this renewed interest?
Well, think about it. In today's world, people are yearning for a deeper connection with nature,
Yeah.
especially with trends like biophilic design gaining traction.
Okay.
Orangeries offer that much needed connection,
Right.
bathing your home in natural light.
It's like bringing the outside in.
Exactly,
Yeah.
while providing a versatile space that can adapt to your
So
lifestyle.
you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, pretty much like a family room, a home office, you name it.
Wow.
And let's not forget the undeniable wow factor.
For
An
sure.
orangery adds a touch of luxury and sophistication that can
Right.
significantly boost a home's value.
So speaking of wow factor and sophistication, we need to address the elephant in the room. Orangeries versus conservatories. I think people often use these terms interchangeably,
I hear that a lot.
but our source makes a clear distinction.
Absolutely. And the key difference lies in the roof.
Okay.
Picture this.
All right.
A conservatory typically boasts a fully glazed roof, while an orangery stands out with a solid roof featuring a central glazed lantern.
Interesting.
This unique structure lends orangeries a more permanent and integrated feel.
So more like an extension of your home.
Exactly, almost like it's always been a part of the house.
Now, that solid roof with the lantern isn't just an aesthetic choice, is it?
No, not at all.
It plays a significant role in how the space feels and functions.
You hit the nail on the head.
I try.
The solid roof coupled with the lantern allows for superior temperature control throughout the year.
Okay.
You get to enjoy the natural light and openness of a conservatory,
Right.
but with the added benefits of insulation and shade.
Makes sense.
Imagine this.
Okay.
You're less likely to experience those sweltering summer days
Yeah.
or chilly winter nights,
Yeah, I can see that.
making your orangery a comfortable retreat no matter the season.
So it's like having the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
Natural light and a comfortable temperature year round.
Right.
That's a game changer, especially in the unpredictable UK climate.
Precisely, and that's not all. Our source emphasizes how natural light can do wonders for our well-being.
Okay.
It can boost your mood, improve sleep, and even enhance productivity.
That makes perfect sense.
Right.
It's like bringing a slice of sunshine indoors.
Exactly.
Now let's shift gears and talk design.
Okay, let's do it.
The source highlights that orangeries can be incredibly bespoke, ranging from modern minimalist to ornate traditional styles.
Oh, so many options.
What's fascinating is this ability to personalize the space to match your vision.
That's where it gets exciting. You're not limited to prefabricated structures.
So you can really get creative.
Yeah, a well-designed orangery can seamlessly blend with your existing home's architecture,
Okay.
enhancing its character and charm
Right.
while reflecting your personal style.
Now, the source frequently mentions timber orangeries
Yes.
and wooden orangeries,
I've noticed that too.
almost as if they're interchangeable.
It certainly seems that way.
Help me understand.
Sure.
Are these just different terms for the same thing?
It appears so. The source seems to use these terms interchangeably, likely referring to orangeries with beautiful timber framing.
So if you're picturing a classic orangery,
Yeah.
those stunning wooden beams and frames probably come to mind.
Definitely, it's that classic look.
It's like bringing a touch of history and craftsmanship into your modern home.
It's a beautiful blend of old and new.
But tell me, are those timber frames the only option, or can you customize the materials?
Customization is key. What's remarkable is how modern orangeries often combine traditional craftsmanship
Okay.
with cutting-edge materials.
Like what?
like high-performance glazing and advanced insulation.
Wow.
It's the perfect blend of old-world charm and modern efficiency.
So you're getting the best of both worlds.
Exactly.
A beautiful, historically inspired structure that's also designed for modern living.
That's the idea.
Now, before we get too carried away with the aesthetics, let's talk about the practical side of things.
All right, let's get down to business.
Construction and those all-important planning permissions.
Especially in the UK.
Yeah, you're right.
That's a crucial aspect for any homeowner considering an orangery.
Mm-hmm.
While they generally fall under permitted development.
Okay.
There are specific rules and conditions to be mindful of, especially, as I said, if you're in the UK.
I've heard whispers about the 50% floor area rule.
Oh, yes. That's an important one.
That sounds pretty important, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Like, what does it mean?
To put it simply, it means the orangery can't exceed 50% of your original house's floor area.
So it can't be bigger than half your house?
Basically.
Okay.
It's not just about size. There are other factors, like the height of the orangery.
Okay.
And how close it is to your property boundaries.
I see.
Things like that.
So you're saying it's not as straightforward as just deciding to build an orangery and picking up the phone to call a contractor.
Right. There's a bit more to it.
There are regulations to navigate.
Definitely.
Especially in the UK.
Yes. It's important to do your research.
So how do we do that?
Consulting with professionals, architects, builders, planning consultants is essential.
Okay.
To ensure you're fully compliant with all regulations.
So you don't want any legal headaches.
Exactly. You want your dream orangery to become a reality, not a legal nightmare.
This is where it gets interesting, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You're not just building a structure.
It's more than that.
You're navigating the intricacies of planning permissions.
It's a process, but a worthwhile one.
Which can be quite a process.
It can be.
Especially in the UK.
Yes, the UK has its own set of rules.
But we'll dive deeper into those details in the next part.
We will.
For now, let's shift our focus to the long-term picture maintenance and aftercare.
All right, thinking ahead.
I mean, you're making a significant investment.
It's a big decision.
So ensuring its longevity is key.
Absolutely. You want it to last.
Our source offers some excellent advice on this front.
Oh, good.
Regular cleaning is paramount, particularly for those stunning windows and the glazed lantern.
Keeping them sparkling is key.
Imagine those sparkling, clean surfaces.
Beautiful.
Flooding your orangery with natural light.
It's a sight to behold.
You'll also want to inspect the roof and walls periodically
mm-hmm.
for any signs of damage or wear and tear.
Regular checks are essential.
Given that many orangeries feature those beautiful timber frames.
Right. The classic look.
I imagine wood treatment is crucial as well, right?
Absolutely. You want to protect those natural elements from the elements.
Protecting those natural elements from the elements is key.
It's essential for their longevity.
So regular maintenance is key to preventing any major issues down the line.
Yes. A little care goes a long way.
Saving you time, money, and stress in the long run.
Exactly. Prevention is better than cure.
Speaking of preventing issues, what should our listener look for when choosing a company to build their orangery?
That's a great question.
I mean, you want to make sure you're partnering with someone who's experienced and reliable.
Experience is paramount.
Right.
Look for a company with a strong portfolio.
Okay.
Showcasing completed projects and glowing customer testimonials.
So you want to see happy customers.
Absolutely. Happy customers are a good sign.
Our source even mentions Shearwater Glass
yeah.
as an example of a company with a proven track record.
They seem to have a good reputation.
So it's about doing your research.
Definitely.
And finding a company that's not just about the initial build.
Right.
But also about the long-term support and care of your orangery.
It's about finding a partner who's in it for the long haul.
You want a partner who's in it for the long haul, someone who understands your vision.
Absolutely.
And can guide you every step of the way.
It's a collaborative process.
So finding the right partner is like finding the missing piece of the puzzle.
It completes the picture.
They'll help bring your vision to life.
And make it a reality.
While ensuring the project is executed flawlessly.
That's the goal.
And on that note, we'll pause our deep dive into the world of orangeries here.
Okay.
We've covered a lot of ground.
We have.
From the historical roots of orangeries.
Right.
To the practicalities of planning, construction, and maintenance.
It's been a good overview.
Stay tuned for part two.
Looking forward to it.
Where we'll explore the energy efficiency of modern orangeries.
Sounds interesting.
And how they can transform your home into a sustainable haven.
Okay.
While boosting its value.
Can't wait.
Welcome back to our deep dive into orangeries.
We're back.
We just finished discussing the importance of finding the right company for your project.
Mm-hmm. Definitely key.
You know, experience and a proven track record matter.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Now let's shift gears a little bit.
Okay.
And talk about a topic that's top of mind for many homeowners these days.
What's that?
Sustainability.
Ah, yes. Very important.
After all, an orangery is a significant addition to your home.
It is. It is.
So you want to make sure it's built with energy efficiency in mind.
Absolutely. And that's what's so great about modern orangeries.
Okay.
Our source highlights how they're designed with energy efficiency at their core.
That's good to know.
Yeah. They incorporate high-performance glazing,
okay,
advanced insulation, and energy-efficient roofing materials.
So they've really thought of everything.
It seems like it.
All working together to create a comfortable living space,
right,
that minimizes energy consumption.
Which is what we all want.
Exactly.
Saving money and the planet.
Now, when you say high-performance glazing,
yeah,
what exactly does that mean in the context of an orangery?
Good question.
I know we're all familiar with double glazing.
Right.
But is there something more to it when it comes to these beautiful structures?
There is. It's not just your standard double glazing.
Okay.
Think of it this way.
All right.
These high-performance windows and lantern roofs,
mm-hmm,
often feature multiple layers of glass.
Oh, wow.
With a special gas trapped between them.
Interesting.
This gas acts as an insulator.
So it traps the heat?
Exactly, significantly reducing heat loss.
And making the space much more energy efficient.
That's right.
So it's like having an invisible shield.
Kind of.
That keeps the warmth in during those chilly winter months.
Exactly.
And prevents the heat from blazing in during the summer.
Yeah, it works both ways.
You get a comfortable temperature year round.
Right.
While saving money on your energy bills.
Who doesn't love that?
Exactly.
A win-win.
And it's not just about the glazing.
No, there's more.
The insulation in the roof and walls plays a crucial role, too.
You got it.
Modern orangeries often incorporate high-quality insulation materials.
Mm-hmm. To keep everything nice and cozy.
Creating a thermal barrier that minimizes heat transfer.
So you're not losing heat in the winter or gaining too much in the summer?
It's like wrapping your orangery in a cozy temperature-regulating blanket.
I like that analogy.
Ensuring a comfortable and energy-efficient space throughout the year.
That's the goal.
And let's not forget those solid brick pillars.
Oh, yeah. They're a key feature.
That are a hallmark of orangeries.
They add that structural support and contribute to insulation.
So they're not just for looks.
No, they serve a practical purpose as well.
You got it.
It's all about combining form and function.
All these elements work together to create an orangery.
Yes.
That's far from those drafty greenhouses of the past.
We've come a long way.
Modern orangeries are designed to be energy efficient.
Right.
And environmentally conscious.
Which is more important than ever.
It's like having your cake and eating it, too.
I love that saying.
You get a beautiful, comfortable living space that's also kind to your wallet and the environment.
It's the perfect combination.
But speaking of benefits,
mm-hmm,
our source highlights another compelling reason to consider an orangery.
I'm intrigued.
The potential to increase your home's value.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's right. Property experts agree that well-designed orangeries,
okay,
are considered a valuable addition to any home.
So it's not just about the lifestyle benefits.
No, it's a smart investment, often yielding a significant return on investment when it's time to sell.
That's good to know.
So you're not just investing in your lifestyle and well-being.
Right.
But also potentially adding a significant financial asset to your property.
It's a win-win situation.
Imagine transforming your home into a haven,
mm-hmm,
while increasing its value. It's a homeowner's dream.
Absolutely. It's the best of both worlds.
The source even mentions a potential return of up to 100% of the initial investment.
Wow. That's impressive.
Of course, the actual return will vary depending on several factors.
Sure. Like the quality of the orangery, its design, and the overall housing market conditions.
Right. So many things to consider.
It's a complex equation.
But it's definitely something to consider when weighing the costs and benefits.
For sure.
Of adding an orangery to your home.
It's not just an expense.
It's an investment in your lifestyle, comfort, and potentially your property's value.
And let's not forget the intangible benefits.
Like what?
The joy of having a light-filled space.
I love that.
That seamlessly connects you to nature.
It's like bringing the outdoors in.
Exactly.
The expanded living area for family gatherings.
More space to entertain.
The possibility of a dedicated home office.
Or a creative studio.
These aspects contribute to an enhanced quality of life.
Right. It's about more than just bricks and mortar.
That's hard to put a price tag on.
It's priceless.
It's about creating a space that nourishes your soul.
And brings you closer to nature.
Provides a sanctuary for relaxation and inspiration.
A little piece of paradise.
But before we get swept away by the allure of orangeries,
mm-hmm,
Let's address the potential downsides.
Okay, let's be realistic.
What are some challenges or considerations?
Right, let's talk about the potential drawbacks
that our listeners should be aware of before taking the plunge.
That's a great point.
It's important to go into this with a realistic understanding.
Yes, we need to be practical.
Of the potential drawbacks.
One thing to consider is the cost.
Okay, that's fair.
Orangeries, with their intricate designs and high-quality materials, tend to be more expensive to build than conservatories.
So careful budgeting and planning are essential.
Absolutely. You don't want any financial surprises.
It's an investment worth considering.
It is.
But not one to be taken lightly.
Exactly. Do your research.
And while we've discussed the benefits of natural light.
Right, all that sunshine.
You also need to think about potential issues with glare and overheating.
Especially during those sunny summer months.
So strategically placed blinds or shades might be necessary.
Yeah, to control the amount of sunlight coming in.
Ensuring a comfortable environment throughout the year.
Right. You want to be able to enjoy the space no matter the weather.
And another thing to consider is the impact on your garden.
Ah, yes, the outdoor space.
Orangeries, by nature, take up a portion of your outdoor space.
They do.
So it's essential to strike a balance between indoor and outdoor living.
You want to make sure you're not sacrificing too much of your garden.
It's all about creating a harmonious relationship between your orangery and your garden.
They should complement each other.
Ensuring they complement each other.
Exactly.
Rather than one overshadowing the other.
It's all about integration.
Carefully consider the size and placement of the orangery.
Yes, planning is key.
To ensure it enhances your garden.
Rather than overwhelming it.
These are all excellent points.
They're important things to think about.
It's crucial to weigh both the advantages and disadvantages.
Absolutely. Make an informed decision.
Before diving into an orangery project.
Don't rush into it.
Informed decision making is key to ensuring that you end up with a space that truly enhances your home and your life.
It's an investment in your well-being.
Couldn't agree more.
So, now that we've covered the potential downsides, let's talk about the exciting part.
Okay. I like exciting.
Designing your dream orangery.
All right, let's get creative.
Where should our listeners start if they're ready to take the plunge?
It's like embarking on a creative adventure, isn't it?
It is. It's exciting.
We're not just building a structure.
It's more than that.
You're crafting a space that reflects your personality.
And enhances your lifestyle.
But where do you even begin?
The first step is to define your needs and vision.
Okay, that makes sense.
How do you envision using the space?
So think about how you want to use it.
Exactly.
What kind of atmosphere do you want to create?
What's the vibe?
What architectural style would best complement your existing home?
So many questions to consider.
It's about painting a picture of your dream orangery.
Before you even pick up a hammer.
So it's all about having a clear idea.
Right, you need a vision.
Of both the functionality and the aesthetics.
How it looks and feels.
Before you even contact a builder.
Definitely.
You want to make sure your vision aligns with the practicalities of the project.
Absolutely. It's all about finding the right balance.
Once you have a vision in mind.
Yeah.
It's time to bring in the professionals.
The expert.
Find an architect or designer who specializes in orangeries.
They'll be able to guide you.
They'll be your trusted guides.
Helping you translate your ideas into a concrete design plan.
They'll consider your budget.
Right. The financial side of things.
The site conditions.
The practicalities.
And those all-important planning regulations we talked about earlier.
We don't want any legal issues.
And this is where a company like Shearwater Glass.
Oh, yeah. The company you mentioned earlier.
Which was mentioned in our source.
Right.
Would come into play.
They seem like they know what they're doing.
They have that experience and expertise that can make all the difference.
Experience is key in this industry.
Absolutely.
Choosing a reputable company with a proven track record is crucial.
You want someone you can trust.
They'll handle everything from the initial design to construction and installation.
So they'll take care of everything.
Ensuring a seamless and successful project.
That's reassuring to know.
It takes the stress out of the process.
So finding the right partner is like finding the missing piece of the puzzle.
It completes the picture.
They'll help bring your vision to life.
And make it a reality.
While ensuring the project is executed flawlessly.
That's the goal.
It's a collaborative journey.
You're working together as a team.
And you want to work with a team that understands your vision, respects your budget.
And can guide you through every step of the process.
It's all about communication and collaboration.
Exactly. You're all working towards the same goal.
I think we've covered a lot of ground in this part.
We have. It's been informative.
From the energy efficiency aspects of modern orangeries.
Yeah.
To the importance of finding the right company.
Right.
And the potential challenges to consider.
We've covered a lot of ground.
But the story of orangeries doesn't end here.
There's more to come.
You're right. Stay tuned for part three.
Looking forward to it.
Where we'll dive into the fascinating history of orangeries.
I love a bit of history.
And explore specific design considerations that can help you create a truly bespoke and luxurious space.
It's all about bringing those dreams to life.
Exactly. Welcome back to our orangery adventure.
We're back for the final part.
We've talked about energy efficiency, finding the right builder, and even touched on some potential downsides.
Right. Gotta be realistic.
Now let's travel back in time a little bit.
Okay, I like a good history lesson.
And explore the fascinating history of these captivating structures.
All right, let's go back to the beginning.
So, you know, what's often forgotten is that orangeries weren't always meant to be living spaces.
That's right. Their story begins in 17th century Europe, a time of global exploration and a growing fascination with all things botanical.
Ah, so it all started with those exotic citrus trees.
Exactly.
The source mentioned protecting them from harsh winters.
That was the primary function.
So these weren't just greenhouses?
No, not just greenhouses.
They were status symbols.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Citrus fruits, native to warmer climates,
right,
were a novelty in Europe back then.
I see.
Orangeries, with their large windows and carefully controlled environments, provided the perfect solution for cultivating these delicate trees.
I can almost imagine the scent of oranges and lemons.
Oh, I bet it was heavenly.
Filling those early orangeries.
It must have been quite the sensory experience.
It must have been quite the spectacle.
Right.
Showcasing both horticultural prowess and a touch of extravagance.
They were both functional and aesthetically pleasing.
Right.
A true reflection of their owner's wealth and sophistication.
It's amazing to think how these structures evolved from simple citrus greenhouses to the luxurious living spaces we see today.
It's a remarkable transformation.
At what point did the shift happen?
Well, over time, the focus shifted from purely horticultural purposes to creating elegant spaces for relaxation and entertainment.
So they became more about lifestyle.
Exactly.
The solid roof with a glazed lantern allowed for more comfortable use throughout the year.
Right. You can enjoy the space year-round.
And fireplaces and other amenities transformed orangeries into inviting extensions of the home.
They became a seamless part of the living space.
So they became a symbol of a refined lifestyle.
You could say that.
Blurring the lines between indoor and outdoor living.
Bringing the beauty of nature indoors.
It's like bringing the beauty of nature indoors while still enjoying the comforts of home.
Precisely.
And this historical evolution is reflected in the design styles we see today.
Absolutely.
Ranging from traditional structures with ornate detailing to modern minimalist interpretations.
There's an orangery style for everyone.
So if our listener is ready to embark on their own orangery journey,
okay,
what are some key design considerations they should keep in mind?
Well, first and foremost, think about how you envision using the space.
That's a good starting point.
Will it be an extension of your living area, a serene dining space,
okay,
a home office where creativity flows,
right,
or perhaps a combination of all these?
So many possibilities.
The intended function will influence the layout,
okay,
furniture choices, and even the placement of those stunning windows and doors.
It's like designing a custom tailored suit.
I like that analogy.
Every detail is carefully considered to ensure a perfect fit for your lifestyle and needs.
It's all about personalization.
And let's not forget the connection to the outdoors.
That's a key element of orangery.
Orangeries are all about bridging the gap between inside and out.
Absolutely. Maximizing natural light and views of the garden is key.
The source mentioned the importance of orientation.
Oh, yes. That's crucial.
You want to capture as much sunlight as possible.
Especially during those shorter winter days.
So a south-facing orangery would be ideal.
Ideally, yes.
It'd be like a sun-drenched haven, even on a gloomy day.
It would brighten up even the darkest days.
But what if your property doesn't allow for a south-facing orientation?
That's a good question.
Not to worry. There are ways to work around this.
Of course.
Like strategically placing windows and using reflective materials.
Clever design tricks can make a big difference.
To bounce sunlight into the space.
You can still achieve a bright and airy feel.
So even with limitations, there are creative solutions to maximize natural light.
It's all about working with what you have.
It's about working with what you have and finding those clever design tricks.
And remember, the style of your orangery should complement the architectural character of your home.
Right. It should feel like a natural extension.
Whether it's a traditional cottage, a modern townhouse, or a grand period property.
So many different styles of homes.
You want to create a sense of harmony and flow between the old and the new.
It's like adding a chapter to your home story.
A seamless transition.
A chapter that seamlessly blends with the existing narrative while introducing a fresh perspective.
Now let's talk about those finishing touches.
Okay, I love the details.
The elements that can elevate an orangery from a functional space to a luxurious retreat.
Ah, yes. The details that make it truly yours.
Think about incorporating features like a cozy fireplace.
Oh, I love a fireplace.
Underfloor heating for those chilly evenings.
Okay.
Bespoke lighting to create the perfect ambiance.
That sounds lovely.
And even a sound system for your favorite tunes.
It's like creating a sensory experience.
Engaging all the senses.
A space that envelops you in comfort and luxury.
A true sanctuary.
And what about the flooring and wall finishes?
Ah, yes, the materials.
Are there any materials that work particularly well in orangeries?
Natural stone flooring is always a classic choice.
It's timeless.
It adds a touch of elegance and can withstand heavy foot traffic.
Especially with all that indoor-outdoor living.
Right, you want something durable.
And for the walls, you could consider a mix of painted surfaces and exposed brickwork.
That's a great idea.
To create a sense of warmth and character.
It's all about creating a welcoming atmosphere.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid to play with textures and color.
Have fun with it.
And of course, the furnishings are key.
Finishing touches.
Choose comfortable seating.
Right.
Stylish tables.
Okay.
And perhaps a statement chandelier.
Ooh, I love a chandelier.
To add a touch of drama and sophistication.
It sounds like designing an orangery is an opportunity to express your personal style and create a space that truly reflects your unique taste and aspirations.
It's a reflection of you.
It's about crafting an environment that brings you joy.
And enhances your well-being.
Adds value to your home.
It's an investment in your happiness.
I think we've covered just about everything there is to know about orangeries.
We've gone deep.
From their fascinating history.
Right, back to the beginning.
To the intricacies of design.
All the details.
The importance of finding the right builder.
A crucial step.
And the potential challenges to consider.
It's important to be prepared.
It's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
It has. I've learned a lot.
We've explored the evolution of orangeries from their humble beginnings as citrus havens.
To their modern-day resurgence as luxurious living spaces.
And now it's time to turn the spotlight on you.
Back to our listener.
If you could design your dream orangery, what would it look like?
Let your imagination run wild.
How would it enhance your life?
What would it bring to your home?
Bringing you closer to nature.
That connection with the outdoors.
And creating a sanctuary within your own home.
A little piece of paradise.
What a wonderful thought to leave our listener with.
It's all about creating a space that reflects your dreams.
Maybe this deep dive has sparked an idea.
A seed of inspiration.
A vision for your own orangery.
A place to call your own.
A space where sunlight streams through those beautiful windows.
Filling the room with warmth and light.
Where the scent of your favorite plants mingles with the laughter of loved ones.
Creating memories that will last a lifetime.
And where you find moments of peace and inspiration amidst the hustle and bustle of life.
A true escape.
Thanks for joining us on this journey into the world of orangeries.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you've enjoyed the deep dive.
And learned something new.
And are feeling inspired to create your own haven of light and luxury.
Go for it.